Jazz LaFon was just 9 years old when they met their first drag queen. This was back in the 90s. They were at home in Hartford, Connecticut. The drag queen was black, and she was wearing a dark sheer dress with gold lame and flowers.
The makeup was on point and neat and just completely transformed from the person I had met earlier in the day. I mean, down to the nails and the hair done up and the edges were right and like just like this almost deity in our living room getting ready to go out with my mom.
LaFond is a black non-binary person, and they use they and them pronouns. They'd seen drag before, but that was only on TV.
This is the first time where I had seen someone, you know, in the flesh in drag, and I was like, wow, this is really a thing. Like, this is something that people do. And that really sparked the realization that it was something I could potentially do.
LaFon moved to New Hampshire a couple of years ago. Now they live in Concord with their two children and partner. During the day, they are a social worker and blogger, but at night, they are a drag queen, a combination between a drag king and queen. Before the pandemic, there were a few places to perform, but that abruptly ended. And while LaFon was coping, they got an idea, which came to life in late August on the streaming platform Twitch. As a performer, LaFon is Onyx Reigns, and he's hosting their first ever Black Legends Review.
Welcome. My name is Onyx Reigns in drag. My pronouns are he, him in drag. Out of drag, I'm Jazz, and my pronouns are they, them. Either way, I'm happy to be here and happy to see your faces.
Black Legends celebrates iconic artists like Aretha Franklin and Prince. As the show begins, a couple of squares pop up on the screen. Some drag performers are using their bedrooms as a backdrop. Others have a more elaborate setup, like glittery fringe curtains. Onyx has sculpted his face with a brown makeup stick, worn his dreads down, and put on a beach button-up shirt. He describes himself as a human version of Scar from The Lion King.
He is a metrosexual guy who runs the gamut between, like, voodoo man and pirate.
As MC, one of the performers Onyx introduces is Androgynique Amon. Androgynique Amon is a non-binary drag performer from Chicago. They did a tribute to Janet Jackson. After the show, they told me mainstream drag is typically white, cisgender, and male. And Androgynique says, back when performances did happen in person, white performers tended to get first dibs.
You know, with this pandemic had happened, it exposed a lot of people. I'm gonna be honest. It exposed a lot of people who was booking only their friends. They were booking only majority white people, and every once in a while they would book a black person or a drag king. But now, the way things are going, we have the power now to call the shots.
Onyx Rain, or LaFon, the organizer, says it's powerful to craft a show for black trans performers. And they say, drag isn't just about looks, it's a political statement.
By bringing to the forefront beautiful black creators and artists, centering them and giving them this platform is a wonderful way to speak to our culture and to show that, like, yeah, we're not going nowhere. This joy is here to stay, and that's not going anywhere.
After the success of Black Legends Review last month, they're going to do it again and stage more virtual drag shows. They're beginning to get out more in New Hampshire, too. Starting this month, LaFon is hosting a series of performances in person in Manchester. Top Bellamy Walker, NHPR News.